I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
That was not bad.
I know, girl.
And this is We Said What We Said. Only on Spotify. Ricky, what's tea? What's happening, girl?
Girl, you know, same old, girl. Happy to be alive. Breathing. Cause right. I'm breathing.
That was such a good ass album. You know I live for that album. I
love girl, your favorite is...
I love Borderline.
What's your album?
Oh, girl. I'm so sorry. What's that?
Yours Truly, right?
No, Yours Truly is my best.
Good. Was...
I'm so sorry. Yours Truly.
I had a thump on your new piano.
Yes.
Girl, you know, you liked,
I love One Last Time. I love the other one, the Vogan one.
That's Dangerous Woman.
That's Dangerous Woman. You know the song.
You're going to be all right. We're
going to be all right. Bitch, that song makes you so fucking happy.
Girl,
we're going to be all right.
You loved... I like the way you make... Girl, you're a big Ariana Grande fan now.
I was saying, bitch, Ariana Grande, like, she was literally like my banner on Facebook.
Girl...
I don't know why.
That's your girl.
I literally saw her at the 2013 VMAs.
That you snuck into.
Yeah, bitch, I snuck into the VMAs. What about it?
Come on!
From sneaking into walking the carpet. Period, bitch. A success story. Rags to riches.
No, truly, honestly.
Girl, I snuck my ass in at the Barclays Center. Girl, I saw Lady Gaga. I saw all the girls. That's what Jersey Shore was on the carpet.
Damn, girl. How you did? You just bum brushed?
The thing was, it was a Barclays Center. I just wanted to go. I was like, you know what? Let's go. Like, this is like my first time really even going to Brooklyn, bitch, for real. I don't do Brooklyn. Yeah. I don't, you know, as Bronx bitches, you know, we don't do Brooklyn. We don't fuck with Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was just a cute experience. I was like, you know, let's just go. Like, me and my sister, I said, you might as well just go. Went to Barclays Center, we just watching people go out, and there's this lady walking. I'm like, y'all, that's Lady Gaga. And everybody's looking at me stupid. I said, that's Lady Gaga. She was in disguise. I said, bitch, that's Lady Gaga. She got to the door, she took out everything. It was Lady Gaga. And I was like, girl, y'all, it's too late. Yeah, she was literally walking past us like a regular local. And I was like,
That's crazy.
I was like, that's it. Like, I love Lady Gaga, but I'm like, I'm just like, oh my God, that's Lady Gaga. Like, I was just like, oh my God, that's Lady Gaga.
Can anybody like get me like, oh my God, like no one, honestly.
No one now, really. Like,
I know.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's so crazy. Yeah, I did sneak in. So she wanted to tell my business. Yeah, what up? And I'll do it again.
Period. Honestly, truly.
Snuck in. That's so crazy. Snuck in.
Then I
snuck in 2013. Then I
got invited.
I got invited 2015. That's why I saw Beyonce.
Oh, girl, Beyonce. Like I said, girl.
I'm not gonna lie. I've always respected Beyonce, but when I saw her that year, my respect for her, I said, yeah, I don't give a fuck who, I don't know why anybody say she's overrated or whatever.
She's not. That's a talented-ass artist, bitch.
She was performing for like six, by the time, for like 16, 17 minutes.
To her Vanguard, Video Vanguard World, right? Wow, girl. I wish you could when Rihanna did it, girl.
I know, that was the next year. I was going to go that year too, but I couldn't get the passes. But yeah, that was Rihanna and Beyonce in the same show.
Girl, right? Oh, your favorite part of Countdown. Well,
hold up.
Hold up, they don't love me like a lot.
Bitch, the whole I'm sorry, whoever arranged that.
She did.
I was about to say, I was going to say these things.
Because when it came out, I was like, oh my God, bitch, I knew exactly. I said, this sounds very.
That, the hold up, to count down, bitch. Bitch, I'm sorry, fam. That is the best transition to know to made. I don't care. You're a fame. I don't care. It's not touching that.
Girl, I'm sorry. That was the best. Because, oh my God, girl, all the beehive, we knew. We knew that for us. This beat sounds familiar.
Oh my God, it gets me so hyped.
I hope she does it again.
I don't think so. But she did that for Beachella, bitch. I lost it,
girl. You lost it, girl.
Anyway, wow, that really got me dumb. I see you. Oh my God, I'm smiling. Yeah.
Miss Beyonce.
Anyways, but yeah.
How you doing, sister?
I'm doing good. I'm chilling.
We here, girl. We're here every week.
Okay, right. So crazy. We're over here talking about Beyonce stuff. Today, for today's episode, we are going to be doing a Q&A. We took some questions to...
Now, how the hell did you tie in Q&A with Beyonce?
I'm about to get into it. You just cut me off, girl. You see, fuck up the transition, girl. So, what did someone say? Oh, has any celebrity ever had you starstruck? And Beyonce.
Oh my God, Beyonce.
Yeah, so that's the first question. The first question, has any celebrity has ever made you feel...
That's well, y'all, so who? Beyonce and Rihanna.
I was going to say Rihanna.
Yeah, that really oof, girl. I remember that day, girl. I was praying to God. I said, God, do not let my car get declined. Because that's when Bank of America was doing all that type of shit, girl. I was like, please not put my car on a hold, girl. She even said, she's like, if you have no money, you need to leave. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God, it was like 2016.
Yeah, girl.
And then Rihanna was coming out with her Puma.
The Creepers.
The Creepers. And we got invited.
Mm-hmm.
We got invited.
I don't think she's gonna be there, but I remember we were watching her live, girl. Her put her makeup on. I'm on your way.
it's the impression for me. Shut the fuck up.
I'm on your way.
So yeah, she said my name. I was on IG Live. She was like, Denzel. I said, I'm here.
Bitch, period, like, girl. Line.
Every year for her birthday, I post that same picture. Until I get a new one, bitch. Checking me out. Me on her live. She put me on her live. I was like, oh my God, hi.
That was crazy. We met her twice, right?
I don't know. I've met her twice.
No, only one time.
You didn't see her on set when you walked Savage?
No, girl, no. Not at all, girl. She stayed in her trailer, child. She's so iconic for that. She's like, everything's good. She's watching from her trailer.
Yeah, when I did my Savage Fenty thing, they said, yeah, Rihanna approves.
That's so cool. I think, yeah, because they were like, Rihanna loves it. Keep on moving on. I was like, okay. I was like, well, can I see her? I wanted her to tell me that. What I wanted to happen on the show.
What do you want to happen?
I wanted to walk on set and see her watching like Video Village.
Like her watching behind.
Like, yeah, like her watching like, with the director, everything like that. No, girl. She's in her separate section, girl. You could not even go to where she was, girl. I remember I hopped in the van. Could like, oh, we need to go pick up Rihanna now, girl. Me thinking, girl, I'm being the same van as her, girl. I'm dumb, bitch. Girl, they said, okay, Ricky, your stop is here. I said, every thought, girl. Oh, my God, girl. I was there. Yeah, girl. You said, I did that. She walks, honey. She walks. She acts. She does it all. Period. Girl, I've still been like every celebrity moment I have, girl. Like, you guys didn't know that I was actually in the studio when Ariana Grande was recording Dangerous Woman.
You were. I was even at her house.
I was at her house, girl. She was like literally recording at her house and she played me and my friend at the time, Be All Right. She said, y'all like this? I was like, girl, she gives like, we were like, cause Anthony was like, we love Muramasa. She's like, the Cavs give Muramasa and feel. I was like, yes, it does, bitch. Like, what, girl? I was there, girl, with Ricky too. Damn, it's a fine ass man, girl. Y'all want anything to eat? I was like, oh my God, no. I was like a studio girl. I was in the studio, girl. She's like, yes, bitch.
No, I've never been starstruck, but it's just Rihanna.
Really. Rihanna. That's the it, girl. You know when you met Beyonce. No, I feel you would have.
No.
Girl, I'm sorry, girl. When Cheryl was talking about that girl, I was like,
oh my God, Beyonce. But like, I would have been like,
No, I just couldn't say that because you know me, girl.
If you met her, girl,
you would actually be starstruck. You're like, whoa, bitch. You're like,
actually, I was just
like, yeah, I didn't see you on the gram. Girl, you would actually die.
Yeah. I mean, she talked about me on Cream Radio. She act like she didn't know my name.
Right?
Yeah, that boy that did the, you know my name, Nikki.
Yeah, I think you're a little bit, though. You're like, oh my God. You should say your name, though.
No. Even when I saw her run a lot, I was like, oh my God, this is Nikki. Like, I don't know. That was like the only person. I've seen everyone but Nikki.
Yeah.
Like, the person that I really go hard for. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all don't know, but am I group taps, bitch? Am I not fighting for Nikki?
You always are.
Y'all bitches is always
but you're always telling her what she needs to do right.
Yes.
You say enough.
Enough.
But I
have
a lot of people like that, though.
Yeah, bitch, I'm always, not even our other group chaps, I be defending my bitch down. That's why I get Swarm, girl.
Yeah.
We are her.
Y'all are. Y'all do.
It should have been called Dolls. It would have been about the Dolls. Bars.
Yeah, girl. Oh, they, girl. They would have had Amazon cancel show real quick, girl.
The thing is, when it comes to fan bases, well, stands, that's stan base. When it comes to stands, they are the ones who keep you alive, like the Swifties. But say something wrong about Taylor, bitch.
It's over.
They are the
Taylor's not mother. Beat your ass, bitch.
Ain't nothing they gonna bring kind of conversation. Well, Taylor does is they bring up your accolades, bitch, they boost you up. The thing is that when you have a stan base, like, that's what keeps you alive.
You do.
And this business.
I was gonna say, like, the Beehive is like that.
The Beehive.
The Navy is not.
I forgot about the Navy.
The Navy is not, girl. The Navy is. That's
but the thing is, you think it's, the Navy is not like that, but I feel like everyone's Navy.
Yeah. I mean,
that's Rihanna. No one really hates Rihanna. And if you do, bitch, you just look dumb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rihanna doesn't need, like, Navy. Like, you know, she has the Navy, but it's just like, girl, like, you don't see, like, the fan pages posted. There's nothing to defend, because, bitch, you can't defend her.
You can't. Because it's can't like, ever disrespect her. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm trying to say?
It's Rihanna, girl.
It's Rihanna, bitch. You know
bitch, what I'm saying? Like, Rihanna.
Everyone.
Bitch, she has her tour, girl. I need to be at that date, girl, at a section, girl.
Let me tell you something. I don't care how much money it is. I'm buying it, girl.
Girl, right? That's right, girl. For that.
I don't care. I'm buying it. But yeah, I just feel like you need that to really be like,
yeah.
And, you know, that's why I live for the barbs. Like, people was always like, the barbs sometimes they doing the most, though, but, you know, you gotta love them. They're passionate people.
Mm-hmm. I'm scared of the barbs, girl.
You're so annoying. Okay. Has there been any famous rappers, in quote, in parentheses, DL in your DMs?
That's a question for you, babes.
No, none of yours?
Nobody, girl. I know you have ball players too, right?
I don't have nobody, girl. My DMs are dry, girl.
Girl, my DMs are so fucking dry, bitch. I'm like, do people even DM me? I was somebody said, I remember I used to be in the DMs.
My DMs are broken now. No one can really like DM me if you want to get me.
Yeah. Oh, same. No one can even swipe up my story, girl. And I said, you look good today. And I said, what the fuck? I ain't got no time chain, girl. Because if you want me, you're going to find a way to contact me. I want a man to email me, bitch. That's what yes. I was like, on the emails. But yeah, you fine. What's up?
That's actually wild.
And I'm like, damn, you want all that to email me? Oh, you really want this cookie.
Like I said, it's so easy. They don't gotta do too much.
It's not that easy.
All you have to do is
that to get my cat. It's very difficult because I'm not gonna mess up and give it up to you. I said, girl, I give up other things, but not my cat, girl. I'm such like a Christian girl. Also, like a Catholic girl. Like, you know what I mean? I do everything but sex. I don't. Honestly, I really don't. I'm like the last person that I have had a rendezvous with. Next question.
Wasn't it like 48 hours?
It was literally 48 hours ago. I forgot. Girl, let me tell you, girl.
Yes, girl. Give me the muzzle on her.
Girl. Oh, my God.
My next question. Yeah, well, no, not really. I mean, in person is different.
Yeah.
I'm more of a person type of bitch.
Yeah, not the DMs. You know what I mean? I love that. Like, yeah, I see you over there. You see me? Where?
Do you guys know your big three in astrology? If so, what are they and how do y'all feel about Libras? Do you know your big three?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm Aquarius, Virgo, Capricorn.
Aquarius what? Virgo what?
You know oh, well, just in the line. What you know line? That. Like, my sun is Aquarius, my rising is Virgo, and my moon is Capricorn.
Oh.
And my Pisces is in Venus. Which is the fucking worst.
I'm dead.
I wish I was a Capricorn and Venus, girl. I'd be a bitch. Are you fucking serious? That's how I think about my love, girl. Like a fucking Pisces.
Yeah, that makes sense, though.
Fall in love
Pisces
in 2 seconds.
Pisces is so desperate.
Girl, so, and I don't want to be desperate. I'm like, oh my God, I hate that.
Pity girls.
And I hate it, girl. I don't want to be that type of girl. Like, I really do. I hate the way I think. Yeah. I hate when I meet somebody, I'm going to fall in love with you. I don't want that. Can I just not be like, okay, cool, let's build something? I don't understand.
That's
like,
me. But my Venus is in Aquarius, I think.
And that's why. Aquarius, that's what I'm fucking saying. Aquarius, we're cunts. We're bitches. But I have my Pisces is in Venus. That's why I think like this, girl. Because Aquarius, girl, you know, we can get over you in 2.5 seconds, child. Yeah. But see, that I hang on because my Pisces.
I'm a Capricorn sun, Libra moon, and Gemini rising.
That's why. That's a Gemini I can't stand about you. You such a two-faced bitch. One day she's nice, one day she's evil.
I'm always nice. I'm the most nicest bitch you'll ever meet. I'm so nice, and I'm actually too nice.
You're
bitch.
Not a nice girl.
I am nice, and you know that's how you are. Bitches want to pay me as the big bully, the big mosh because of my demeanor. You guys like to judge a book by its cover, but never want to reopen the book and read
no,
the pages.
No, girl, we've opened and read them pages, girl. Them no, pages I'm actually are such very a nice, nasty and very mean.
I'm so nice. And the thing is, yeah, very nasty, very mean is, bitch, I'm just such a cat. I'm just very honest. And my honesty, I don't find it offensive. If you do, that's on you. Bitch, I'm sorry. That's just what it is. It all comes down to my honesty.
Denzel, there's some certain things, girl. I'm like, Denzel, you should keep that shit to yourself.
I should have, but I didn't. This is what I'm thinking I needed to say. And it was honest.
Maybe write it down.
And y'all like when I talk because I make y'all bitches think. Y'all bitches are delusional. Maybe. Y'all don't hear what you come outside your mouth. Like, even like yesterday, we was talking to our mutual friend. And he has said stuff. He said, oh, this boy always want to hit me up. Like, when he's in L.A. to go see his show, but he don't want to hit up a checkup on me. He never hits me to check up on me. I said, well, do you hit up to check up on him? Quiet. It goes both ways.
I know.
Like, I'm confused. He said, you know what? I'm going to stop saying my feelings about you because you're going to be putting me in my place. Because it's true.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Period. Y'all don't be hearing yourselves. I'm like, wait, what? Y'all be asking.
Well, it depends. It depends, though.
I will say, sometimes I do take it a bit far because sometimes I do look back. I'm like, oof.
But now when you think about that situation, it depends on, like you said, it depends on, like, what has that person done for them?
If you ask if someone's checking up on you, fix yourself to ask them if you check up on them. Period. That's what I do.
No.
Because I don't care if someone check up on me.
Girl, okay. But then I'm going to relate it back to me, girl. My situation, girl. When I was getting upset because homeboy was not hitting me up. I was in your city. You're not hitting me up. I'm sorry. The reason why I felt that way is because I've won you back twice. I'm not doing it again.
That's fine. You've already done the work.
Yeah, I've done. Girl, I put, yeah, for that,
Yeah, you've already done the work.
So I don't want to do it again. I don't want to mess up. Like, he looks at the phone worse both ways. Like, but does it though?
It does.
It does, but that's
situation. Because that's me. Like, I was like, to, you know, my crush that I was crushing on. I was like, you don't hit me up, you don't check up on me. But it's different though, because I actually do it. And I'm not doing it anymore. You see, but when I stop, then you want to start.
It
don't work the tit for tattle. The whole playing hard to get is not cute. And I'm the type of bitch, I'm so honest, with whoever I go on from now, even I think you're cute and I'm feeling you a little bit, I'm going to tell you. If you don't...
Yeah, it's not giving that girl. I'm never doing that for a man ever again, girl. I'm sorry. I'm never gonna be the type of girl to do this so they could just feel the love. I'm not doing
that. No, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm over here now. It's not giving that.
Yeah.
The most out of pocket experience you had in New York City. Sexual fight, like anything.
When I went to the Eagle.
What's the Eagle? Let us know.
This is a sex club in New York.
And what happened?
And I saw our homegirl get fucked. And I couldn't believe that she actually did it in front of my face.
She don't give a fuck.
I said, girl, are you sitting down?
I know she better took her pants down and she sat right on down.
She did. And I was like, oh my God, I was very surprised. I saw that. I was very surprised. But I was also pissed because...
It didn't happen to you?
Yeah. I was mad because, you know, like, we can't do certain stuff. I couldn't do that in fucking New York.
I hate that about us, though.
I'm going to tell you, if I could snap my fingers and be somebody different, girl, I'd be the biggest whore. No,
I can't say that because my most out-of-pocket experience happened by the Eagle. I thought I was going to say this publicly, but I was just not getting into detail.
What happened?
Girl, when I was on a line to go out of club, and I was approached by, you know, a particular
member. This was at the Eagle, though?
No, it was, like, next door.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, it was at the public?
And I was in line waiting to go. My situation at the time just pissed me the fuck off. I was over. I said, girl, let me go out and get a drink. So I'm standing in line, right? Fine ass, like, Hispanic. Tall, long hair, tats, like everything's like, yo, what's good? He's like, you gay? And I'm like, who the fuck wants to know? What you asking for? Fuck, you don't walk up to somebody like, you gay? I'm like, nigga, what?
Yeah.
I was like, excuse me. I said, who wants to know?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, you fine. Girl, switch it up. He was like, you fine as shit. Let's do coke and I'll fuck you after.
Wow.
Right, like that girl.
You hit that stuff.
I said, girl, I don't do coke, but.
But I do fucking.
I said, I don't do coke, but that other situation, I'm going to have to take you up on that.
Damn, Denzel. Mm. And who did the bending?
Don't worry.
Who did the bending? Just say it was him, girl. I don't know why you fucking scared.
That
he did the bending, bitch. He did the bending.
He definitely did the
bending. Okay, he did the bending.
No, he did the bending.
But why are you scared to say it?
No, that's not what I'm scared to say. No, he did the bending.
Just say to the audience. He did the bending. No, he did the bending.
He did the bending.
Okay.
That means he was bent over.
Yes. Shut the fuck up.
I didn't even
She's
care.
Nervous.
No, it's not that. I don't want to say the other part because it's so graphic. Every time I even want to say it to myself, it's so nasty. But anyways, yes.
He did the bending.
He did the bending. Then after that, I saw him the next day. That's how I used to like fuck with like the other boys. I saw him the next day around where I met him at. Him, like, with all his peoples. Like, it was like 15, 20 of them. Mm-hmm. All fine. Like, all like gangbangers. Whatever. Girl looked at me, act like he ain't know me, bitch. It was perfect, bitch.
Oh, I love shit like that, girl.
Girl, I loved it. Girl, you would've... And you see? I'm sorry. You would've never knew.
But see what I mean? When it comes to certain situations like that, if I'm drunk and you don't pay attention to me, I get so pissed. I'm like, what the
fuck? Ew, no, because I wasn't even trying to know. I'm like, it wasn't given very much, so like, I want to be seen.
I would text him like, yo.
Okay. I don't have a number, it's nothing, but that was my most out-of-pocket experience, hooking up with some random.
I am shocked that's what you chose, your most out-of-pocket.
That's the only one in New York City.
Period, girl. I think that moment, when I was talking about the podcast, that's the most out-of-pocket thing you've ever done. Because even I was shook. You know, I'm not a girl to judge by never judging or whatever. But that right there, I looked you totally different. I was like, oh, she's nasty. Oh, my God. Girl, I've never looked you like that in my life. I said, it wasn't even giving like, oh, yeah, you bitch, you ate it. It was getting like, you are honestly a whore. And that's that.
Girl, this always happens when I'm out of the country.
Yeah, girl. I said, girl, nasty.
Nah, that's out of pocket. I'll never tell that. Okay. Favorite red carpet look of each other's?
Ours.
Right, we went to the VMAs.
Yeah, that was our favorite look.
That was cute.
I had nothing else. I ate, girl.
A matching situation.
Yeah, I'll never get. Denzel, I'll never get the outfit. You even thought you ate this with the suit with the Gucci belt.
What was that?
Remember the gray suit?
Oh my God.
You said
with
nah.
Your beanie on, right? You know what? It's fine. It's growth, though. It's all growth.
Yeah, that was my least favorite. But I mean, on the carb, you always ate them.
Kinda. I don't really be. I mean,
but I'm sorry, the RBMA, it was eight.
It was cute. It was burgundy. It's current. You can wear her every year. She's still in style.
I still wear her.
Yeah, it was designed, made by me. You know what I'm saying? It was cute. It was fab.
It was so fab. Walked
up, and the bitch was like, oh.
Yeah, girl. I wish I had my body now that I didn't have back then. Mm. My pants would fall off me, girl, walking around my ass out like that, girl. But now, girl, she fits.
What was y'all biggest fight about?
I feel like our fight's never really big, but I feel like the one that really we didn't talk from is when you, when I hung up on you, you got mad and you blocked me. You said the most disrespectful thing. I was like,
no,
girl.
I feel like it was when you said the thing about me and my sister, and you said you didn't say it. I talked to you for 3 months.
And that's when you stopped talking to me?
Yes.
Well, now I know who the guy was. Yeah. I didn't say to you to fuck him. I didn't say.
I said the fact.
It was how I said it was actually so shady. I was like, I will give you that though. I said, aren't y'all fucking the same man? You said what the fuck,
bitch? You know I don't play with my sister.
I know.
Me and my sister. I said, girl, now don't you, girl?
Like, what are you talking about? Like, is that not what happened, girl? You was
yeah,
so pissed,
bitch.
I know. That was out of pocket. And this, I said like a mean girl too.
I said, excuse me. And you kept egging on. You said, yeah, y'all fucked the same man. I said, wait, what?
Yeah.
Me and my sister?
I think you would have just hit me in the face if I said that in front of our friends. Yeah. You would have just hit me. I think that's our biggest argument.
That's it. That's it. That was right before we were supposed to do the podcast.
Yeah, and I said, I'm not signing unless you speak to me. Period. I said, girl, I guess you're going to have to miss out, get that check somewhere else, girl, because I ain't doing it. You know, they doing shit, girl.
He said, I'm not doing the podcast. I said, girl, are we going to do it or not? I'm not doing the podcast because we're not talking. So until we talk, I'm going to sign the contract.
Right. I feel like we have deadly have growth. I feel like me and you are the two people, like we have our bickers like siblings, but I feel like there's we never had a fight like that. I've never been that type of girl. Like, I want to really, I hate this bitch. I couldn't hate you.
I mean, I never said I hate you. I just said I need to stop talking to
her. Girl, you were so pissed, girl. Yeah, and that's what you over here during COVID, girl. All y'all getting together to take walks and ride bikes and go on hikes.
Because you know what, Ricky? You're the skinniest out of all of us, but you're the most non-healthiest one out of all of us. You don't walk, you don't jog, you eat fried food, but you look like this.
I know, girl.
So why are we going, girl, if we used to take you hiking, you're going to go throw up pissed. If you do that.
I was pissed because I was like, you guys are doing activities when I'm alone at home. Nobody, girl. Nobody. Women watch my TV all day. I had nobody. I felt so weird. Y'all posted, healthy walk today. I was like, where the fuck is my invite, you fucking bitches? And y'all live right down the street from me. I was so pissed, so they're definitely on.
When it's fitness related or workout lifestyle, the girls don't include you. I'm like, girl, Ricky's not going to do it.
Well, and you know what?
Include there was me one time girl. You hiked with us, right?
I hated it, girl.
Oh my God, said, I'm never doing this again.
I was never again. I was like, what the fuck am I doing this for, girl? I'm already a size zero.
Size six.
Bitch, are you wish, girl? Let me tell girl, since she's been going.
What are some deal breakers for you guys in a relationship?
Well, I've dated everything, honestly.
There's been multiple times that you've triumphed through deal breakers, girl. You're deal breakers? I don't know. I honestly think you have no deal breakers. You don't. If you love somebody, you have no deal breakers. You don't.
In this situation, you think I gave everything, girl.
You gave everything, girl.
And it's sitting where it's
in. I said, damn, bitch. You gave it all.
I did, right?
Girl, you gave it all.
So you really think I did give it all? Because that's why I be hammering. I'm like, did I really give everything?
Girl, you gave everything and more. All you could have. At this point, y'all should have joint houses, joint bank accounts. You gave it everything.
So you would think so.
I don't think there's a deal breaker for you in a relationship. I don't think there's ever going to be a moment where you're in a relationship, you say, I'm going to walk away. I don't think so. It's because Lord knows, girl, you had a lot of deal breakers, bitch, and you thugged it out, girl.
And you looked like I was fucking crazy. I said Ricky, really?
I don't get it, bitch. This ain't love, girl. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sad. It was playing my life. You say,
what?
You'd have been dead after that, right?
Yeah, girl, that would have been the star for me.
Oh, I'd be like,
it would have never gave
but
it.
You
even
told
if I,
me.
Even if I did love, like, you know, I love hard, but that was a real, that's like, the deal breaker that you had to go through is more so like, okay, you thug it out if you are legally binded in marriage. It wasn't given marriage. It wasn't 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. Girl, what you went through in a whole year, bitch? When you went through the first 6 months, girl?
I know that after that girl, I went through even more and more.
You see what I'm saying?
That's why I felt so happy I closed that chapter in my book.
You actually did. You're so grown. I'm proud of my bitch. My bitch actually is like, you know what? I'm choosing me first. I love that for you.
I was like, I can't do it anymore. I say, like, I'm really going over obsessive and being crazy over a man who don't give a fuck about me, girl. Yeah. The only reason why I was just kept there is because he was comfortable. And I remember one thing you said. You said, if you're in a relationship and you feel like you're still single, that's a problem. And I felt like that every single day.
You always did.
I was like, Denzel, why do I feel like this? I was like, I'm not happy.
I'll always say cheating and lying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if you want to, like, the thing is, like, I would say, I don't think I could do an open relationship.
I thought I could. I couldn't do it. Let me tell you right now. If I actually, because I was the one pushing it. Because I just wanted, the reason why I was, I just wanted to feel wanted again. Like a broken woman. Girl. I didn't want to feel wanted. Girl. I felt like my relationship, I didn't feel sexy. Yeah, I felt like I was the shadow. I need somebody to tell me. Yeah. So when people, and you know, and they were telling me, like, oh my God, like, I cut my hair. I never would I cut my hair. And he was like, you act different now. And I was like,
because you look better.
I look better. And it really hurt my feelings. Like, when I was going out, you saw the boots with all of me. You say, Ricky, oh my God. Like, I was really, oh my God. I was really a broken woman, girl.
You were so broken.
I was so broken. Wow.
Just going out just to feel the void.
Just to feel, girl, I was even going to raves, girl, gay raves, just so I get attention, because mine at home was not. Wow, girl, whoa.
You live and you learn.
I'm a new woman now.
Period. You are. Yeah, just lying.
Lying and cheating. Yeah, no open relations to me. I cut it out.
Like, if you want to stuff, like, if you really do.
If you want to, girl, just let me know.
That's all I'm asking for. I'm so easy. It's all about, like I said, communication.
That's it.
The key to a successful relationship for me is communication.
Girl. That's it.
You communicate, bitch, that you want to be something else, then that's fine. We don't got to do this.
You know.
And I can't do the lies.
Mm-mm.
I can't
do, like, oh my God. Mm-mm. Just to be like, if you be like, oh my God, like, you know, we're in separate places right now. You know, the solo stuff not working. Yeah. If you would have a quick look, gone ahead.
The thing is, cheating is to me is like, if you cheat and I take you back, I'm always going to think you cheated. I don't want to live like that.
Yeah.
You say you're going somewhere else, I think you're going. You know, I don't want to live like that. I don't know how people do that after marriage. We're going to work through this. Bitch, fuck that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, what advice would you give to young adults starting out in the real world?
Good luck.
Bitch, honestly. No, I started out in the real world when I was like 16, and honestly, it's real hard out here.
Girl, right now.
It's been
this
9 years.
Has been, I feel like I've had to grow so much, girl. This has been a hard year, girl. Not a hard year, but it's like, it's hard.
It's a good year for you.
But like, growing up, girl, in this industry. Yeah. I grew up in this industry.
I mean, you did 18 to 17 is, like 18 to 27, sorry.
Yeah, so I had to grow up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did what I did, but yeah, girl, it's a good luck, y'all. Especially new age, girl. Well, I'm saying back in the day, it was a whole lot easier because you bitches out here are too sensitive.
It's too sensitive.
Too sensitive. You guys want to mess around and cancel everybody. You can't. You won't allow anyone to make a mistake and apologize for it. It's like, we're going to hold this over you for the rest of your life. Back in the day, girl. Yeah, also, like, a comedy girl. We can be more funny back in the day, girl.
Yeah, I can't be myself.
No, girl.
Sometimes, I mean, when I'm funny, I don't have to be offensive, but it will be offensive to somebody.
Yeah.
Advice. Whatchamacallit, just be you, be yourself. Pay
save your money.
Save your money. Don't splurge. If you just because I always say that every time I spend money, I'm like, okay, I can make it back. But girl, we have to think about other things.
Girl, taxes, bitch. Because the IRS will come get your ass, girl. Mm-hmm.
And
they will, honey.
Yeah, and just it's just so hard being. Just starting out in this world, and also to everything being so oversaturated, and you have inflation. It's hard to make it out here, girl. It's hard to make a buck.
That's some slappy, girl. We rode that wave, girl. Thank you.
Yeah, it's just really hard, but you'll get through it, though. There's no really book. There's no handbook. There's no. Everybody's
kind of live.
Just live in the moment, girl. Make mistakes, though, so you can learn from them.
Girl, right?
Have you ever messed around with a friend, significant other while they were dating?
Hell no. You messing with one of mine, bitch. No, you didn't.
No.
Girl, know. No. Girl, we would never do that. I'm sorry. That is awful.
Did you ever do it to your other friends?
No. Never. Who? Never.
No, that's sad. That...
What? Girl, you can't say her, girl, because they were not dating, girl. They were not a couple, girl.
No, I'm trying to think.
No. Who done that? I have never done that, girl. You saying you've done that before?
Nah, I haven't.
Why would I mess with my friend's significant other while they're dating? Why the fuck would I just be like that, girl?
I don't know.
I couldn't hold that guilt, girl. There's some things I could hold in, girl.
I could hold that. It doesn't mean I would do it.
You take the sugar. I'll take the grape too.
I'll take the grape.
It's certain things.
No, I always tell you. Not while they're dating, I would never do that.
While they're dating, but I'm saying, if it's giving, okay, let's talk about it. I'm thinking that, look, with our friend groups, I'm just saying in our community, it's being gay men, honestly, truly. Everybody's messing everybody. But the thing is, if I'm dating somebody and you know that I went through so much, this person's made me cry, I ran back this person, I've talked about having kids, this person, whatever, you can't fuck with them. But if I had a fling girl, you know, we talked for 2 months, whatever, we don't even date, we're just hooking up, yeah, go for it, girl. Get your dick wet. Mm. That sounded so gross when I said that.
You're really a gross girl.
Get it from the best.
Well, I don't know who you're looking at. I don't like saying dick, I like saying peen.
You do not say pink.
I hate that you say penis.
I don't say penis anymore. I say dick now.
You like penis. I'm like,
no, I say dick now. You don't say cock. I hate that word, girl. Come sit on this cock. Do not ever say that to me.
I don't even use the word dick.
You do.
I don't. I don't use that word. It's not my vocabulary.
Oh, yeah. Use other words.
I say peas. I say beefcake.
You're such a ghetto girl. Beefcake. All right, Jocelyn Hernandez.
Why are we ghetto?
Beefcake.
Schlong.
I love the word schlong, girl. But the boys I call schlong, girl, they not been schlong, girl.
Yeah, no. I don't really call it anything. Uh-uh. And it's never in my vocabulary. Dick is just like I don't like that
word. I hate saying that word.
The fact that that's people's first names is crazy.
Right? It's Richard.
Disney or Nick Kidd?
Disney.
Nickelodeon was cute, though.
Disney, you know what I mean? Girl.
On Nickelodeon, what we had
Sam and Cat. Victorious.
Okay. Sam and Cat.
Girl, you love Victorious, girl.
No, I like Victorious, not Sam and Cat. Sam and Cat's like, okay. We had Victorious, iCarly. We had Nezha Classified, Unfabulous.
Oh, Unfabulous.
I love Just Jordan. Yeah, I'm a ghetto girl.
Just Jordan. So, the Romeo Show.
We had the Romeo Show.
All that.
Oof. Keenan and Kel.
The Amanda Show.
We had some good movies too, like the one with Coco Jones and.
That was Disney.
Oh.
Let it shine. Girl,
what was the Nickelodeon movies? Oh, that one with.
Fred.
We had Jeanette McCurdy and Max Schneider. It was like they was like stealing.
Oh, that was a good one. But no, we had the best. I'm sorry. Disney 8 Girls.
Disney.
Radio Rebel. Stuck in the Suburbs.
Radio Rebel. We had Stuck in the Suburbs. We had Radio Rap.
Cadet Kelly.
We had The 13th Year.
We had Johnny Tsunami.
Johnny Tsunami, Phantom of Motherplex. We had Max Keeble's Big Moon.
Oh, my God.
We had the Lizzie McGuire movie.
What else do we have? We had Big Fat Liar. Oh, girl, I'm sorry. Disney all day. Disney.
Movie, girl. We didn't even talk about that. So
the Proud Family movie.
Disney, I'm so sorry. Disney, I wanted to be on Disney so fucking bad. Where's his nasty-ass questions?
Well, I'm here with it.
Damn.
Was it nasty?
Hold on.
Give us nasty one, Giselle. Are you a top, bottom, or reverse?
I don't like...
Would you consider yourself?
I don't talk about that.
Oh. I don't...
We know what you are. Girl, yeah. What's your favorite sexual position? I know yours.
What do you think it is? It's not doggy.
It's not. It's you don't have an ass to do doggy.
I do, but I lay on my stomach, girl.
He likes to lay on his stomach.
When a guy tells me to lay on my stomach and close my legs, perfect.
I don't have a favorite sexual position because I don't have sex.
Oh,
I don't like sex. I'm celibate. I'm really not a sexual person.
I feel you. I mean, I'm talking.
I'm not a sexual person. I just have spikes. You know, not. The girls love doggy. No.
I hate dog girl. No, my scoliosis ain't right for that.
Oof. That's so weird. Girl. Not your head being here, your ass being here.
Girl, I'm like, turn girl. Girl. No, I love it.
Missionary is fab.
I love missionary. See, I haven't had like sex like that though. Like, I'm trying to feel like I've been so hooked up with guys. Like, I get fucked.
Sex is just so like.
I got fucked, but I'm like, when I was dating homeboy, like, it was making love though, honestly. It was. It was so hot. Let me spit in my mouth.
So I told you someone had did that to me before. And I was like, what the fuck?
I love it. Anyway, girl.
Anal bleaching or nah?
I'm not bleaching my anus. Like,
what?
Why?
What is that? What is anal bleaching?
It's just for like white people. I think it's like to match it.
I thought it was just cleaning your ass now.
No, it's like making it lighter.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, mine matches people my do butt. That? Yeah.
Oh. Hairy or shaved?
I love hair.
You do.
I think it's high. I love it, girl. Oh,
depends.
God, I love it. It depends, though. Because
hair, mixed with sweat.
I love it.
With sweat?
I mean, a little.
I don't like musty.
Not musty, bitch. He gets very much like, you know. Oh, he gives a man. Oh. But I love a bald, though. I love bald. But
bald is like, no, I don't like to see a skin.
I mean, I do the ass. I don't know if I really. Do you bald your kitty?
I always do just for cleaning purposes. Not saying that anything's going to happen, but.
I don't know. I kind of, like, I do, like. I don't keep bald all the time.
I'm always bald.
Because she's prepared for that. I'm not. The men love, but
it's not because I'm prepared. It's just me just being clean. Like, that's just what I just
do. You shave back there, too?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I was talking about my ass the whole time.
Oh, that's about your front. You see your front.
I shave everything.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I can't.
Ricky, you call her Chia.
Chia.
No, there's nothing wrong with it, but I just not really.
I just love that. I mean, the men I've messed with are both are hairy.
It says hood or clean cut.
Sorry, girl. You got to give me a hood one.
I need me a nigga dressed so pro black now.
Girl, I need me a nigga who drinks a 40 out the paper bag, girl.
It's such a fantasy, girl.
I am. Where girl. Are you gonna? I want to mess around and braid his hair.
I mean, I'm whatever. If I had to choose,
you chose a hood nigga. That's all you mess with.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Girl, I've never seen. Well, clean cut if they're white.
The niggas you can be clean cut if they're black.
You holding their guns.
First of all, that was one. And he's not even hood.
He gave him a check.
He's
right?
Not hood. He's such a. He's like you, but without the femininess. You're a feminine girl. Well, boy, femboy. He's not fem. He gives suburban.
Yeah, he does though. Yeah. I wish he had a brother girl. I saw a mess with his brother girl.
Right, he got a sister. She looks just like him.
Girl,
you know what I mean, girl.
Oh.
Freakiest place you had sex.
I mean, it's not freaky, but it was hot. It was his bedroom at his parents' house. And he didn't want to have sex. He's like,
that high school fantasy?
I was my high school fantasy. I was like, you have to fuck me in this room. He was like, babe, we cannot. I was like, you have to fuck me in this room. Let me paint out the situation, y'all.
Paint out the picture, girl.
So basically what happened was, like, we went to go visit his parents for the weekend or whatever. We took a train. It was so romantic. Oh, this is when we were good. This is when we were good. We were good, girl. So we took a train, and you know he's going to introduce me to his parents, his boyfriend. Everybody's like, okay, cute. We went there for Mother's Day, spent time with his mom, whatever. And his parents in bed, and like I'm laying in bed at whatever, and I'm like, because what about us? We were like a very sexual couple, like we just like love to hook up, whatever. And he was like, what? I was like, I didn't get none. Like what? He was like, you can get it back when we get back to the city. I was like, no. I said, I will have to have sex with you in your childhood bedroom. I said, it's like a fantasy of mine. Like, what? He was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I was like, okay, fine, girl. I was pissed, girl. I was like, whatever, fine. So he went to the bathroom, got ready to grab him in the room, like, this girl, mad girl. He comes and shuts the door. Come here. I was like, what? Girl, put me at the edge of the bed. I said, yes! Twice, girl. I ain't never had a back-to-back like that, girl. Oh, God, wow. I will say sex with him was really good.
That's because it was easy.
It was also easy, but it's like when you are in love with someone, that's a totally different like type of sex, girl. It was like hot, girl. Like he had the candles lit, girl.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was easy.
He had his window open, girl.
Yeah, it was easy.
It was, you know, that's one thing I do miss about that situation, girl. The sex part was easy.
Well, I don't have sex, so.
Well, okay. Well, there you go, Blue.
I don't.
What's like the nastiest place you've done something? I know.
Where?
The alleyway.
You always want to bring that up.
You should bring it up, girl. That's a juicy story. That one's fine.
Mm-mm.
Really picked up.
Not the alleyway, girl.
Girl, yes, girl. Picked up with the street child.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You know what? You're really a bum bitch for that, for real. That's not even a freakiest. That's nothing. That's just...
Girl, you just walk into your car, right?
Anyways. Ricky is so fucking stupid. Okay, so our last question.
Yes.
Would you ever consider recording an episode in front of a live audience?
I would love to do that.
I want us to do like a tour.
Girl, we go from London, New York.
We should start here first. No, I love that though. We was talking about that.
That'd be cute, girl. That'd be a cute ass thing, girl. We should do that. Let's do it. Cute. All right, you guys. We're going to sell tickets.
No, but yeah, yes, we want to say. We're going to do that very soon.
All right, you guys. Now, when we get back, we're going to be doing my favorite segment. What's your jam? All right, and we're back. Now it's time for What's Your Jam, girl. And you know, we're doing things different this time, okay? We're going to be talking about something we're bumping to, something we're obsessed with this week. You know, because we listen to music all the time, but let's talk about something else. Like, what is your jam? It could be food. It could be your favorite place right now. Go for it, girl.
I don't know what's mine.
Yours is the gym.
That's been my jam. I'm getting tired of that jam. That jam is fucking expired.
Girl, that jam for me is going on the table, girl.
Say yours.
The Mindy Project.
That's why you're so excited.
Yeah, I'm sorry, girl. Okay, at first I was like, the Mindy Project, whatever. It's not going to be this type of girl. Girl, I'm on season 6, girl. I saw this shit 2 days ago. There's only 6 seasons.
My jam right now is BMF. I love that. Even though I hate a bitch like you. BMF is my jam, but it's just now over. So now my new jam is Ghost Power Book 2. That is my jam. You have something to say?
I really wish I could really get into that show right now, honestly. It was...
Ricky says it's giving Snowfall. Ricky hates Snowfall.
I just don't like the season.
Well, yeah, those were our jams. What's your jam?
Leave in the comments below. Well, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. You know, you found out a little bit more about us. Where we had sex, where we're nasty. Are we whores? Are we slores? We're all of you above, so...
Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself.
In that case, I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify. Wow.
Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.